News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, grieving families will now have to apply to Cork County Council for roadside memorials. The new policy will ban flowers, pictures, lights and soft toys from tributes to crash victims across the county. Cork County Councillor Declan Hurley was head of the committee which drew up the bylaws. He joins us now. Declan, why the need for this new policy?
Good morning, Shane and Ciara. I suppose really, to answer your question, it was all about safety. It's not about banning soft toys or pictures or candles. It's really about supporting families next of kin in grieving for a loved one. And in doing so, it's making these roadside memorials safer for that purpose and also for the safety of motorists themselves.
Okay, so just can we be clear? You often see it now. It's a really sad sight when you're driving along. You see flowers at a particular spot, or pictures, or candles at a particular spot. Will that be allowed, or will that be prohibited?
What will be allowed is some permanent planting of shrubs or flowers. Anything that is movable won't be allowed on these locations because, again, say the best example I can give is on a windy day, if there's a soft toy or a picture frame or something that can be blown over, that can roll out onto the road and it may cause a motorist at the time to swerve and it could distract them from a split second enough to cause an accident. And again, this is working with bereaved families and next of kin. It's not banning the whole concept of I suppose attending a location where a loved one has passed away. It's putting measures in place so they can do so in a safe manner, and also the implementation of a roadside memorial, that when it is put in place, it may not be put in the exact location where the accident may have happened, but somewhere as close as possible, but somewhere that is safe for loved ones to attend this, and that won't be a distraction for motorists when they're passing a location where a serious accident may have taken place.
Okay, how will families go about applying for this permission, Declan?
They'll contact their local county council engineer. There is a simple application form to go through which sets out the criteria, what the policy is about, what's allowed, what's not allowed. And it will be, of course, very sympathetic with the families because this is a very hard time for families dealing with something like this. And many of our listeners out there won't want to have to go through this. Some of our listeners have gone through this, so they know what it's all about. But this will be working with the families, with the bereaved, to try and meet their, I suppose, requirements as best as possible, but in the safest manner that won't put anybody in danger. And again, it's about standardising as well, because we have a lot of these here in County Cork. We had 19 fatalities last year. That's 19 too many. And again, it's to standardise that there is a set criteria set down, size and how they're actually displayed. And again, it's just to simplify this, but again, to do so in the fact that it's protecting everybody involved.
Okay. Has there been any negative reaction to what you're trying to do?
I haven't had any feedback in that capacity, but I can understand how this would be upsetting for families. Any memorials that are in place in Cork County to date won't be affected by this policy. It's new memorials that will go up from, say, last Monday when the policy was passed. They now will have to tie in with this criteria. And yes, obviously this is very upsetting for families, but I hope they can understand that this has been, it's not clamping down on roadside memorials, and it's not banning soft toys, even though they're not allowed in the policy. This is about safeguarding families who want to go back to a location where a loved one has passed away. Anniversaries, of course, happen every year. And even if you're passing, you may want to stop. But we want to allow families to continue to do this, but do it with safety in mind and safety for the motorists.
Okay. All right. Cork County Councillor Declan Hurley, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.